That was Voodoo from US singer-songwriter Tez Nubian Queen, and I'm delighted to be joined by Tez on the line. Hello, Tez.
Hi.
Hi, nice to speak to you. Great to talk to you today. We're ready for your first radio interview, is that right?
Because I don't know if you can tell, but I'm just a little nervous because I'm going to tell you this is the first time I ever did a radio interview. So if you can tell that I'm a little nervous, then please forgive me, but this is new to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't worry, you're doing fine. Now, we're going to go back to the beginning of your musical career. So when did you first develop an interest in music?
Well, it's kind of like a funny little story to tell, but I've been singing ever since I was in my mama's womb.
Long time. Not that long. What kind of music did you listen to growing up? Any particular artists who inspired you?
Yes, Whitney Houston.
If you had to pick one record that had a massive effect on you, which one would it be?
The Greatest Love of All.
Oh, cool. What do you like about that record?
It's amazing.
That's good enough. Other than Whitney Houston's, who else would inspire you? Who are your inspirations?
No other than my father, of course.
You're a singer-songwriter now, aren't you? How long have you actually been writing material?
I've been writing ever since the age of five, just, you know, little things here and there.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, I just, you know, perfected my writing skills and everything. Like I said, going back to that funny little story, I used to have a pink radio, and the pink radio would go with me everywhere I would go. And I would just be listening to Whitney Houston and just, you know, other various artists and everything, and just sitting there just, you know, grooving. But also just, you know, I was lip syncing, you know, a lot of their lyrics and everything. So
are you a musician as well? Do you play any instruments?
I try to play the piano a little bit, but that's about it. No, sure. I really don't.
And you describe yourself as a designer as well as an artist. So what do you design?
Well, I design a lot of, like, clothes and everything like that. I've designed T-shirts for, like, my merch and everything like that, shoes.
Okay, let's go back to the music. Tell us about some of your releases, because you've released quite a few songs so far, haven't you? Voodoo, for example. Tell us a little bit about that. What inspired you to write that song?
That was inspired from me with my husband. That's dedicated to him and our marriage. That's what inspired me to write that song.
Oh, cool. He doesn't practice voodoo, does he?
No.
You've had a couple of new tracks out last year as well. I Bet as well is one of them.
I Bet is more so, to me, it's more so like self-love, like self-worth and everything, learning to accept yourself as you are, to be comfortable in your own skin.
Now, you've recently had a collaboration with Ariana and The Rose. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Ariana, she contacted me through, she DM'd me through Instagram, and she said she was working on this project with her song called Land It, and she asked me would I like to join. So I said it would be my pleasure, and that's how I was able to do the video for Land It.
Did you enjoy collaborating? Is it something that you're looking to do more in the future?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. Like, it, I was super excited, you know, because it's the first time I ever did some type of project like that. And, you know, I'm glad that she chose me to be a part of it all and show her my creativity and everything. So
do you perform live much? I know we can't really perform live at the moment, but have you been out and in sort of clubs and singing there?
Yes. At times I have.
Is it something you enjoy more than writing and recording?
I'd say I love to be able to write, but I also love to be able to perform.
Have you only performed around your local area, or have you been elsewhere? Have you been into any of the big cities nearby?
Mainly just my city right now, just like locally right now.
But hopefully some point in the future, a big tour of the US maybe.
Yes.
What else does the future hold in store for you? Have you got any more plans to write and record more music this year?
Yes, for sure. I have a project and everything right now that's, you know, amazing project that's cooking. It's in the works right now.
Now, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go? Can they go on the internet? Have you got your own website, or do you use social media?
Yes, I have Facebook, I have Instagram, I have Twitter.
Which one's the best one for updating about your music, do you think?
I'd say Facebook.
Okay. Do you know, have you got the address here, or do we just type in Tez Nubian Queen. Would that work?
Tez Nubian Queen. Yeah, got it.
Type Tez Nubian Queen into Facebook and we can find out more about you. Well, Tez, thank you very much for chatting to us today. It was great to have a conversation. Please keep in touch with us about your future projects and good luck with all the new music. Take care, then.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.